When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Very hip and very swingin'. That was I've Got Your Number from Little Me. Lyrics by Carolyn Lee and music by Cy Coleman. And who do you think was playing that? Was that Errol Gardner or Oscar Peterson? Maybe Billy Taylor? No, it was Cy Coleman himself, the composer. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And our number is 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, WPPP, radiating out of the sunny hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, Cy Coleman was one heck of a musician, and if anybody knew how to swing his own material, it was Cy. He had his own little jazz combo for a while. And it's a commonplace, if you know composers or lyricists or composer-lyricists, that they pretty much are the best interpreters of their own material, or at least the ones with the most intentionality. When you hear a great composer or lyricist play their own work, you get an idea of where they want it to go and what they want it to be about. So that's what we're going to concentrate today on Broadway to Main Street on our show called I'm Playing My Song. A little tip of the hat to Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Bayer-Sager, and that Neil Simon musical, but today we'll hear a great, great, great complement of composer-lyricists from the Golden Age playing their work. Well, once upon a time, composers and lyricists were national celebrities, worldwide celebrities, and some of them even had their own radio shows. Sigmund Romberg had a radio show in the 20s and 30s, so did Rodgers and Hart, briefly. And, of course, so did George Gershwin, who had been an excellent host and musician. And he hosted a couple of radio shows. One was for Phenomenal Laxatives. That's right, Phenomenal Laxatives. I won't go there, but here's from another radio program he did. I think it was the Fleischman Radio Hour. So here is George Gershwin himself to play and identify one of his greatest numbers.
I don't see any good reason why we should be concentrating on my tunes to the exclusion of all else. And on future programs, we're going to play some music of contemporary composers. For instance, on Friday, we'll play the prize-winning composition of Rube Bloom's Song of the Bayou. But right now, I want to play for you a composition of mine that brings up the pleasantest memories. It's I Got Rhythm from a show called Girl Crazy. Maybe you saw it a few seasons ago. Again, I had the pleasure of working with my brother Ira, who supplied the lyrics. Anyway, let's try it.
Now we recreate a very special scene for This is the Army. Let us go back 25 years to the Century Theater in New York, where another all-soldier show, Yip Yip Yap Hank, is playing. The curtain is going up on the second act. The scene, a barracks at Camp Upton on Long Island.
Okay, you guys, it's 9:30. Time for lights out.
Oh, Sarge, leave the lights on a few minutes longer, will you? I gotta find out who wins the girl on this magazine I'm reading.
Maybe you'd like me to get you a special bed lamp. Go to sleep, you mugs.
Shortest night I ever spent.
All right, you guys, up and at 'em. Hit the deck. Outside for roll call.
Wait till I get out of this army. I'll show that bum.
We're gonna bust that bugle some morning.
Stewart!
Yeah.
Jaroslow?
Here.
Bush?
Here.
Reeves?
Yo.
Diamond?
Yo.
Berlin? Berlin! Where is that guy?
He said he was tired, Sergeant, and if you wanted him for anything, you could find him in the barracks.
Oh, he did he? Let me at him. Come on, Sleeping Beauty. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
I've been a soldier quite a while, and I would like to state the life is simply wonderful. The army food is great. I sleep with 97 others in a wooden hut. I love them all, they all love me. It's very lovely, but oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him there.
And then I'll get that other pup, the guy who wakes the bugler up,
and spend the rest of my life in bed.
That, of course, was the inimitable voice of Irving Berlin. Today we're listening to composers and lyricists perform their own material. And Berlin, of course, wrote that song, but he wrote it for a 1919 tribute sort of service show called Yip Yip Yap Hank. Yap Hank. I can practically see Yap Hank from our studios. That's up there on the North Fork. And he reprised it for the 1942 This Is the Army. And there is a story that may be apocryphal, but it's so good it's worth repeating, that this was filmed, This Is the Army was filmed during World War II, I think 43 or 44. Ronald Reagan was in it, and Berlin reprised it for the movies. And supposedly, you know, you pan up the camera and there is a grip in the flies, and he turns to the other grip on the set and says, "Geez, if the guy who wrote that song heard the way this guy is butchering it, he'd be rolling over in his grave." Good story. Rodgers and Hart never recorded any of their material, or at least we never heard them sing any of the lyrics that Larry Hart wrote. But Richard Rodgers did a number of recordings of his own piano work in the 30s and some in the 40s, conducting some of them. This is what's called a demo recording, which is obviously a demonstration recording that they often did to raise money. I don't know who the woman is. I think her name is Brenda something. It ain't Mary Martin, tell you that much. But it is Richard Rodgers at the piano playing a song that was about to go into a little musical called South Pacific. Here is Richard Rodgers playing I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy.
Star in my eye. in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm romantic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
That was one of the great characteristic Rogers waltzes played by none other than Richard Rogers himself. His hand just goes streams across the keyboard. Cole Porter did a number of recordings back in the 30s. There's some famous ones of him singing Anything Goes and You're the Top. This is from the 1950s. He was famous, of course, for writing these great Liszt songs, ideas, you know, spun out one after the other, after the other, after the other. Here's one of my favorites, and it's such a pleasure to hear Porter himself at the keyboard and singing along the title number to Can Can.
Shoddy, everybody loves to dance. Since that big dance, infra-dig dance, called the Can-Can, captivated France. Why does it kill every can? Why is it done everywhere? Takes no art to do a can-can. It is so simple to do. When you start to do a can-can, 'twill be so easy for you. If a lady in Iran can, if a shady African can, if a maid in Japan with a fan can, baby, you can too. If a lass in Michigan can, if an ass in Astrakhan can, if an Afghan in Afghanistan can, baby, you can too. There is no trick to a can-can. It is so simple to do. When you once kick to a can-can, 'twill be so easy for you. If the ballet in Milan can, if a kilted Scottish clan can, if in Wagner a Valkyrian can, baby, you can too. If an ape gargantuan can, if a clumsy pelican can, if a coy little toy black and tan can, baby, you can too. If in Deauville every swell can, it is so simple to do. If Debussy and Ravel can, 'twill be so easy for you. If the Louvre custodian can, if the God Republican can, if Van Gogh and Degas and Cézanne can, baby, you can too. If the chief in the Sudan can, if the sacred Aga Khan can, if the camels in his caravan can, baby, you can too.
That was Cole Porter. And if you're a Broadway to Main Street fan, maybe you can too. Adolph Green and Betty Comden were wonderful at writing material that they themselves loved to perform. They obviously did that in their Broadway debut of On the Town. And they did many versions of their own cabaret act called A Party with Comden and Green over the years. Here is a song that they wrote for Dolores Gray and Burt Lahr, but as much as I love those two, could they possibly have performed it better than Betty Comden and Adolph Green from Two on the Isle, Catch Our Act at the Met?
Yes, sirree. Feeling grand. We're an act that's in demand.
Yeah, we're working steady. We're all set.
Got ourselves a season at the Met.
Now, the opera once was a long-haired thing.
Till they got a new manager, Rudolph Bing.
Yeah, and now the Met's gone vaudeville.
Oh, we don't need that Rodgers and Hammerstein. We're not dependent on the theater guild.
Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll play Siegfried.
And I'll play Brunhilde.
Die Gotterdammerung.
Die Gotterdammerung.
Oh, we don't need to play 52nd Street. It's smoke and noise for everybody to souse.
Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'm Margarita.
And I'll be Faust by Charlie Gounod.
Yeah, Charlie Gounod. Say,
they got a band of 60 strong. Knows how to help your turn along. And business is so good they've had to call out the cops. Variety says, pop up tops.
But we don't need the Copacabana show.
We're always hidden by those gosh darn trees.
Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll be Aida.
And I am Radames Giuseppe Freddy.
Domina's brother.
And we'll be putting the wriggle into Rigolette.
Or you can always catch our act in the Met.
Oh, we don't need a weekend at Gross Singers. We'll watch our act and let the places get cold.
Cause you can always catch our act in the Met.
I'll play Tristan.
And I'll play your song.
By Dickie Wagner.
Yeah, Dickie Wagner.
Oh, we don't need a guest shot on radio. And we can say it to Heat and TV.
Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll play Rodolfo.
And I'll be Mimi.
By Jake Puccini.
Yeah, Jake Puccini.
Say Italian, opera, French, and Dutch. Now have that added Broadway touch. And look at what a smash they made of Fledermaus. Variety says, Mouse packs house.
But we don't need to play at the Paramount.
5 shows a day and nervous breakdowns you get.
Cause you can always catch our act at the Met.
I'll be Lucia.
And I'll be sextet by Donna Michi.
Oh, no, Donizetti.
So don't look us up at the Strand.
Cause we'll be playing Pelias and Melisande.
Or you can always catch our act at the Met. At the Metro, Metropolitan.
Yes. Yes, who wouldn't be thrilled to hear from Comden and Green, music, of course, by Julie Stein. When Lerner and Lowe adapted Pygmalion to the musical stage as My Fair Lady, they had a lot of lengths to go to rope in a star by the name of Rex Harrison. So they wrote a song for him to sing as Henry Higgins, in which he tries to lure Eliza Doolittle to kind of put her nose to the grindstone and come to the ball with him. And they played it for him. And they played it for Harrison. He loved it. He agreed to do the show. Played one night in New Haven, and it was cut. Good idea, bad idea, who knows? But it's a great song. And here is Alan J. Lerner at a 92nd Street Y concert in the 70s to sing, I think, a really wonderful song that was cut from the score of My Fair Lady. Alan J. Lerner singing Come to the Ball.
Oh, come to the ball, oh, come to the ball. It wouldn't be fair to the men who'll be there to deny them all the dreams you'll supply them. There even may be a dashing marquis who feature by feature will swear you're the creature he always prayed for, single, stayed for. If you aren't there, his complete despair will be painful to see. So come to the ball, come to the ball. Come to the ball, come to the ball with me. Consider the Lord so frantically bored, he's leaving his kin and becoming an Indian Lancer, hoping danger's the answer. Your innocent glow will dazzle him so that glancing at you will restore his illusions, and as he glances, farewell, Lancers. Should he die, alas, at the Khyber Pass, what a loss it would be. So come to the ball, come to the ball. Come to the ball, come to the ball with me. I can see you now in a gown by Madame Worth. When you enter, every monocle will crash. I can see you now like a goddess come to earth. I can hear the lady's teeth begin to gnash. The little chaps will wish they were Atlas. A queen will want you for her son. Portly men will wish they were fatless. And the married men will wish they were un. What a triumph, through and through. What a moment, what a coup. And off by a wall, unnoticed by all, a man with a smile you could see for a mile will be standing, his dimensions expanding. The pride in his eyes will double their size as sweetly and neatly you somehow completely electrify them. Lorelei them. Search the world around, there could not be found someone prouder than he. So come to the ball, come to the ball. Come to the ball, come to the ball with me. So.
Alan J. Lerner doing his own impeccable rendition of a song cut from My Fair Lady. And that's what we're listening to today, folks, not cut songs, but songs performed by the composers and or lyricists who wrote them. Today's show is called I'm Playing My Song, and I am your host, Larry Maslon, on Broadway to Main Street, 88.3 FM. If you enjoy this show, I hope you'll enjoy our, gosh, between 130 and 140 others on www.broadwaytomainstreet.com. Have a listen. A lot of these recordings come from a point in time where composers had to do demos, where they had to throw something down to try to raise money or try to get staff interested, directors, artists, actors, you name it. I love Bach and Harnack, Jerry Bach and Sheldon Harnack. Sheldon is an East Ender, so we have a special doff of our cap to him. And there's a show that they did after the success of Fiorello that I love called Tenderloin, which was about life in the seamy part of New York at the turn of the 20th century. So here is Jerry Bach and Sheldon Harnack. I assume Jerry's at the piano, singing the great, great opening number from Tenderloin, Little Old New York.
Why can't these damn do-gooders keep their hands off little old New York? Little old New York is plenty good enough for me.
Good enough for me.
Good enough for me.
Little old New York is plenty good enough for me.
Keep your hands
off little old New York.
Don't want no Bible spoutin',
gospel shout, preacher nosing around, drying everything up, closing everything down. Don't want no roly-poly, holy-boly, purifying the town. Not my little old New York. Right now she's wide open. Here's hoping she'll always be this way. Right now she's wide open. Anyone doesn't like it here, he don't have to stay. Little
Hello, New York is plenty. Good enough for me. Good enough for me. Good enough for me. Little old New York is plenty. Good enough for me.
Lots of pork in little old New York.
We got a golden goose here.
Running loose here.
We don't need to compete.
Let the minister work.
The other side of the street. That way we're all in clover with enough left over to tip the cop on the beat. That's my little old New York. This town has 4 millions, and more millions are heading right this way. This town has 4 millions. There are millions to be made. It's happening every day.
Little old New York is plenty. Good enough for me. Big enough for me.
Rich enough for me.
Little old New York is plenty. Good enough for me.
Tell your friend to keep his hands off little old New.
Little old New York. Good enough for me. Little old New York.
Little NYC.
Bach and Harnack singing about little old New York. When you hear that, you can just picture these guys in their white shirts and their skinny black ties in 1961 and their horn-rimmed glasses banging out on the Steinway, schwitzing away, trying to get backers for their show. Well, let's go to another demo recording, speaking of NYC. We'll hear Charles Strauss at the piano and Lee Adams, that great team, Strauss and Adams, for a show I adore called It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. And here's a song that if you like key changes, boy, you're going to love this one. They changed the lyrics ultimately a little bit when they did the show, but here are Strauss and Adams to sing You've Got Possibilities.
Simply terrible necktie, the worst bearing, just unbearable. What to tackle first? Still, you've got possibilities, though you're horribly square. I see possibilities underneath, there's something there. Collar, pure Peoria tie pin. Oh no, I'm not Queen Victoria. That vest has to go. Still, you've got possibilities for the right kind of wench. I see possibilities somewhere in you. There's a mensch. If you would try, you could be cute. But please destroy that Russian suit. What potentiality pull in that pot, let us face reality, carry. Grant you're not, still you've got possibilities, takes a woman to tell. I see possibilities, let me pry you from your shell. Why don't we try? What's there to lose? What say we burn those army shoes? I say you're improvable, I may be wrong, mountains can be movable if the spirit's strong. Yes, you've got possibilities, maybe even a lot. I see possibilities, don't be shy and ill at ease. You've got possibilities, you don't even know you've got.
Of course, Linda Lavin knocked that last note out of the ballpark in the show Superman, sung by Strauss and Adams. Well, there's something in the movies they call stunt casting, when you see somebody who did a role before, or cameo, or somebody with some kind of resonance. There was a recording in the early 90s, a studio recording of Cabaret, score, of course, by John Kander and Fred Ebb, and they asked Fred Ebb to sing the part of Herr Schultz, the Jewish man who owns the fruit store in Cabaret, and they asked Judy Dench, who had played Sally Bowles in the 67, 68 version on the West End, to play Frau Schneider. So here is Fred Ebb singing his own composition, The Pineapple Song, for which he wrote the lyrics, with Judy Dench from Cabaret.
If you bought me diamonds, if you bought me pearls, if you bought me roses, like some other gents might bring to other girls. It couldn't please me more than the gift I see. A pineapple for me.
If in your emotion you began to sway, went to get some air or grabbed a chair to keep from fainting dead away, it couldn't please me more than to see you cling to the pineapple I bring. California.
Even so, how am I to thank you?
Kindly let it pass.
Would you like a slice?
That might be nice, but frankly, it would give me gas.
Then we shall leave it here, not to eat, but see. Pineapple for me,
from me.
But you must not bring me any more pineapples, do you hear? It is not proper. It is a gift a young man would bring his lady love. It makes me blush.
But there is no one in all Berlin who is more deserving. If I could, I would fill your entire room with pineapples.
A pineapple
for you.
From you.
Ah.
My head is spinning.
Good evening, Fräulein.
Good evening, Herr Schulz. I am overwhelmed.
I'm a little overwhelmed myself here. This is Larry Mazelon on Broadway to Main Street. We're listening to composers and lyricists perform their own material. A few years ago, a series of archival recordings came out of Stephen Sondheim singing his own work, dating back from the 50s all the way up through the 70s, and I guess there's a third album we haven't quite gotten yet. Anyway, here is a wonderful cut song from Follies. I think it's probably the moment when Sally sees Ben Stone again for the first time. And here is Sondheim at the piano singing a great song called Pleasant Little Kingdom.
It's a pleasant little kingdom full of pleasant little days. There are charities and lectures and flowers to raise. There are amateur dramatics and evenings of bridge. And I go to civic luncheons when there's someone to remind me. And I study the piano and I never look behind me. It's a merry little kingdom full of merry little chores. And on Fridays there's a vassal to help with the floors. In the driveway is a jaguar I shouldn't have bought. And if on occasion I think about you, it's a pleasant little thought. So I read a little here, and I sew a little there, and the children disappear, and the castle needs repair, and I never shed a tear, and I never turn a hair, and Ben. It's a pleasant little kingdom, full of pleasant little things, full of scintillating dinners with neighboring kings. There's a castle in the country for weekends of rest, and we entertain at parties in the little time remaining, and we're entertained by others, and it's very entertaining. An efficient little kingdom, the dominion of the queen, where at any given moment the ashtrays are clean. There are many little battles which never are fought, and if on occasion I think about you, I eliminate the thought. So I write another book, and I head another drive, and we take a trip we took, and the dinner guests arrive, and unless you really look, you would think we were alive. And God help me, Sally, I've loved you all my life.
Nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things, but don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things, but don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
That was the voice of Harold Arlen, who wrote the music to Come Rain or Come Shine from St. Louis Woman, singing his own composition. Now, we know who wrote the lyrics to that. That was Johnny Mercer. And if you like show tunes or American popular music, fasten your seatbelts, for the next 15 minutes, you will hear Johnny Mercer sing a portion of his catalog. It is a mind-blowing recording, and that's what we've been celebrating today. Composers and lyricists singing their own work. Take it away, Johnny Mercer.
Well, let me put it in another way. This evening, like all in this series, have been what I call a parlor evening. I mean, it's the kind our parents and grandparents used to have around a piano. It's the kind we songwriters sing at parties for each other, too. But I've purposely saved a lot of my songs for the end, because these are really my bread-and-butter songs. My wife went to Japan a few years ago with her sister, and she was dancing with a gentleman on the boat, and he said, "By the way, what does your husband do?" And she said, "Oh, he's a songwriter." He says, "Yeah, but what does he do for a living?" So maybe this medley will prove it. Lazy bones, sitting in the sun. How you expect to get your day's work done? Never get your day's work done. Sitting in the noonday sun. So you met someone who set you back on your heat. Goody, goody, so you met someone, and now you know how it feels. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for him, goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you baddie, you. You're just too marvelous for words. That's say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? Cigarette holder, which wigs me over her shoulder. She digs me out, catting that sad dog. You must have been a beautiful baby. Must have been a wonderful child. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause baby, look at you now. That old black man has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? Day in, day out, the same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Dearly beloved, how clearly I see. Somewhere in heaven, you were fashioned for me. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. Tangerine, she is all they claim. With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame.
Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine. Hooray for Hollywood, that's groovy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pen. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good, where anyone at all from Shirley Temple to Amy Simple is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you may be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Then you see Laura on a train that is passing. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was long ago, but she's only a dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Do you hear that whistle down the line? Figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one. Sound that way on the Atchison, the Pika, and the Santa Fe. When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Quarter to three. There's no one in a place except you and me. So set them up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more and no more for the road. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell them I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, better save a chair. When the party's getting a glow on, singing fills the air. If I ain't in the clink and there's something to drink, you can tell them I'll be there. Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? And if you see her anywhere, won't you lead me there? The autumn leaves drift by my window, the falling leaves of red and gold. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. I want to be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. I got to tell you about this. A lady sent me this title. She worked in a cosmetic counter in Youngstown, Ohio. And I finally wrote the song and I told her we had a record by Tony Bennett. Well, she was thrilled. Well, she's the cutest thing. She writes me letters all the time. But she says, "You've changed my life, Mr. Mercer. You just don't know." I said, she began with saying, "People are coming into the store asking for my autograph." And she says, "Next week I have to go on the radio in Cleveland." 2 weeks later, she says, "I'm going to Cincinnati. I'm going to be on a... I'm getting to be so famous."
Finally, she came to New York, and she was on to tell the truth or something. Now she goes to Europe, and she said, Mr. Mercer, I got to work every day next week getting in. She said, I'm tired. I'm going to get out of show business. And that's when you'll discover that revenge is sweet. You sit there applauding from a front row seat when somebody breaks your heart like you broke mine. My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son, a woman will sweet talk, give you the big eye. You know, when I wrote this lyric, that was way down at the end. And Harold said, why don't you take that and put it up in the front? A clickety-clack is echoing back the blues in the night. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, I always will. Best on the bill, charade. The summer wind came blowing in across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style. They had a preview of this picture, Breakfast at Tiffany's, in San Francisco. And they had one of those conferences afterwards. Didn't go too well, because it was a big hit, but it didn't go too well at this preview. So the producer, Marty Rackin, said, well, I don't know what you guys are going to do, but I'll tell you one thing, that damn song can go. Tee-da-da-dee-da. The same waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River and me. The days of wine and roses, smile and run away like a child at play through the meadowland towards a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden laugh that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.